Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, so...
Morning.
Morning. We're in the classic Stoke Newington hangout, Clissold Park, which is lovely.
It's really nice, actually, yeah.
If you know us of old, read between the lines, you know why we're here. It's because Paul needs soft surfaces.
Yeah, soft surfaces for my back. I clocked it the other week. I haven't done much, if anything, but I sort of...
It's about a week and a half ago,
yeah,
right?
But I trotted along this morning on the soft surfaces on the way in, and it felt... Okay, it warmed up a bit, which is great. It's great to be moving again. My goodness. You forget how much it brings you down when you can't.
Yeah, when you can't
feel any kind of movement, you know.
So you have been running regularly, but very carefully.
I haven't been running at all.
Ah,
because it's been too painful.
Right.
So I've just been. Today's the first time I've had a little trot for like probably about a week.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been rattling around instead.
Rattling around, going crazy.
Have you been driving anyone else in the house crazy?
It's just been me and the dog, really. Yeah. So there's been a lot. I've been walking. I've been, you know, not totally inactive. How about you? Last time we saw each other was the glory of the Saturday.
Happy 400.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that was absolutely lovely. There really was a gazebo.
There was a gazebo. If you
weren't there, obviously it was London based. People wanted to be there. Jenny even wanted to be there, but couldn't go because the trains let her down. So
yes.
You know, all the love to you guys who wanted to be part of that but weren't there.
It was a bit North London without wanting to be North London scene. It was just because that's where we're at.
So, and also there's talk. This is very early days to say this because we don't know. It's not confirmed or anything, but we might be doing. The podcast festival in September.
Right.
Of course, that's North London as well. So we're really due. We've got to get our gazebo into the north, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you know, in fact, this
York.
That's right. But that is in October. Maybe we can do something before then. I don't think we should take the gazebo then either. It's going to be too cold.
Have gazebo. We'll travel.
I suppose we could meet people without a gazebo.
No, that's a trademark now, isn't
comedian
it?
Comedian appears to be obsessed with the gazebo. Appears to be indelibly linked to the gazebo wherever they are.
The good thing is, with you being injured, is that if we, at any point we can, if you're injured again or your leg really goes and you can't run, we can just drop down the sides of the gazebo and I can take you out like a horse at a national.
Yeah. But it was...
That's pretty dark. Sorry, everyone.
It was a very... relaxed kind of lead up to the you know the celebration after Highbury Fields Park Run, as is the house style.
Yes,
but it was gratifying to see how many people turned up,
and everyone was lovely. Really,
yeah, the
so
atmosphere
nice.
Was beautiful. Wasn't
it was
it?
Funny,
it was so
something
nice.
Meeting people and realizing that you haven't met them before.
Yeah,
and everyone was saying, really, it's really so genuinely. Heartening to hear people saying thank you to us for the podcast after 400 episodes.
Yeah, there's it gets a very nice. Obviously, runners are all different types, but essentially they're pretty chilled, aren't they? They're quite a gentle bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I really like.
Monks not warriors.
Yeah, there was some really nice. There was a lovely guy who came up from from South London, yeah. Tooting, yeah. Who was just an absolute sweetheart, just grinning constantly.
Yeah.
So few people up from South London.
We're talking about doing it in the north, but people making it up across the river, I mean, that really yeah. touches our hearts.
If you can come from south to north, London, and you can come from Scotland. It? Yeah.
Yeah.
A shout to Adam Pope, who ended up running a marathon that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he ended up sort of going...
I'll have a look at all the running commentary places.
Yeah, he went up around Parkland Way and Highgate and probably Hampstead. And yeah, so he did a marathon. He got a little bit carried away with it all.
And also, talking of shouting
obviously
out,
a very fit gentleman.
Nice to see crossover figure, my friend and parkrun legend and featured on the podcast... And came to the do because at the parkrun, my friend Harry.
Yes.
And also, he had a really strong parkrun. He was only 17 seconds behind me, which I think is a
I know it seems
big
a
deal
little bit close. Yeah.
And also, you got to hear how much he vocalises, which yeah. is nice to get that on the ground.
There's a bit going on. I'm with that. And massive shout to... namesake Paul Deering.
Paul Deering.
Who came through with
a better name for us than either of us. It's just weird.
Yeah, perfect synthesis there. He came...
bearing gifts.
Yeah, he popped along with a bit of pink moe for us and some chalky gifts and protein bits. And
lovely combo of treaty stuff and running stuff. And yeah. So thoughtful.
Yeah.
Especially beautifully packaged.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I still don't, as you can hear.
Demolished by Sunday tea time. Oof. Round
yeah.
hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Those tribe bars didn't last very long. And the moe was gone by four.
Oh,
it was beautiful. Thank you so much.
There's still a lot of vegan cake around our way.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah,
living off that stuff for months. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Apologies to anyone too far away. Here's to the next 400.
Yeah.
And while we're on that, one more apology for losing the podcast for a couple of days there, particularly if you'd like to listen to us on Spotify or Apple. I mean, you know, not that they're particularly big platforms, but... It's all back. It's all there for
it
you.
It went down, but it came back up again, which is fantastic.
And
yeah.
It was a very stressful time in my life. I mean, if it wasn't to do with this,
quite
I was going
panicky,
to say, you know, at this time, I must tell you about what's
weekend.
Been happening at work. But
yeah.
Because it's about running commentary, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, my word.
But I mean, obviously, we can't go into too much detail, but not our mess up.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was the
line crossed under
the two hour. Biggest relief were A, when it was fixed, and B, when it turned out it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
Anyway. But
always
that was,
fun to realise that.
It was a big stress, and it's been nice to release and move on. And
yeah.
Had a lovely... last time I spoke to you, you'd been at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, and you had a weekend there, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was glorious, really nice.
Well, tell us about the Highbury Park Run first. How did you get on? Because you were,
your
warm up was a little bit truncated because it was mostly sort of gazebo stretches. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
And in the long game, that was quite nice because that was
Dave Schneider, wasn't it? Dave Schneider to me.
Yeah. Well, he's going the opposite direction around the park. Yeah. We should see him again. I bet he'd love it if we talked to him about Mission Impossible, because there's a new Mission Impossible film out. And, of course, he's the guy who faints in the train at the end of the first one.
Oh, all right, yeah, yeah.
No, he's in the tunnel.
Yeah.
That's what he's to say when we see him.
I wondered if that was old Schneider. Schneider!
Don't say that. it was actually... It was quite a tough parkrun for me.
Yeah.
But quite heartening in the long game because, as you know, shifted from being a kind of parkrun traveller and a Hackney Marshes parkrun to being a Highbury Fields parkrun when I realised it wouldn't break me to run there.
Yeah.
Specifically, Highbury Fields parkrun is almost exactly a mile from my house.
Which is sort of a perfect warm-up, really.
It turns out it is, you know. Yeah. And I think, at the back of my mind... The years ago me, who liked to start a parkrun completely fresh, it was still in my head until Saturday. And on Saturday, started Highbury Fields parkrun having walked there carrying a gazebo rather than running there.
Yeah.
And
So oh, no chance awful. For a warm, no chance for warm up.
How
at all.
Much are there for warm up?
Yeah,
my body was like, what are you playing at?
Yeah, yeah.
Setting off at that kind of lick.
It is a
without
bit
any warm up.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's the classic. Hope this is something that makes running commentary worthwhile, because it's, I don't know about you, but me taking a decade to learn something blindingly obvious that everyone already knows.
Well, you're constantly relearning lessons, aren't you? You're constantly learning.
And finding it, it's the old Rudolf Steiner. You've got to actually feel it and know it, not just
experiential.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought that. I set off and thought, oh dear, no. And then I felt the hill. And it isn't much of a hill at all. Anyone who's got a hill in a park runner.
You'd hardly describe it as a peak.
It's a little climb, and it's one that I've really learned to embrace.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm strong enough now. I remember doing that, was it Loughborough half marathon, which had a mild, you know, a gradient profile like that.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed just feeling the float on the descents and the push on the climbs.
Yes.
As a way of keeping my engine ticking over, you know what I mean? So normally you get that
bit of variation
at Highbury, but this on Saturday, I just got to that hill every time and thought, oh my God, this is horrible. So
you set off a bit quick as well, did you?
Well, I tried to.
Yeah.
And then, but no, it's kind of the opposite. I set off and felt really rough and like it was really tough.
Yeah.
And thought, well, this is it. This is a rubbish park run. I shouldn't have even, since we're having people over, I should have hung back and done a chatty run or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then I realised, after a lap or two, that it's all in the zone. I was still, I was still running at a reasonable...
You're still running, yeah. You're still.
And that was basically keying off everyone else, seeing what kind of speeds they're all doing. Specifically, aforementioned Harry, who did his usual move of flying past me at the start.
Right.
And then later on, I gently overtook him.
Yeah.
And that meant that I was running at the kind of roughly the speed I'm supposed to run.
Right.
And the other runner I've mentioned before, young woman, I think her name's Gillian, she came past me. I thought, oh good, I'm in the same kind of zone as Gillian. We're about the same kind of speed.
Yeah.
And then I realised she came past me and just getting further and further away. I'm not going at the same speed as her. She's going much faster than me. But anyway, I just realised that I was in roughly my zone. And I did it, my time in the end was 21:40.
Well, that's perfect.
And, you know, I would be, I think, with my current fitness, I'd be a bit gutted if I did a 22 plus.
Yeah.
And if I was going really well, I'd want to do sub 21. So just sitting in that minute shows that I was doing what I do.
Yeah.
And that is all right.
It's all right.
This,
it's all right.
10K. In a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I got an invitation.
The 7 p.m. one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it now. I'm thinking about it, you know. Training up for it.
Yeah.
Specifically, I've tried to stop having binge lunches.
Okay.
I'm trying to eat a finite amount of food at lunchtime. Not even eat lightly. I'm still really going for it, but just supposed to identify an end point.
Yes.
Rather than eating and eating.
As opposed to...
Kind of like the guy in Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
Yes. Eat till standstill. Yeah.
You consider all my other health and, food rules.
Yeah.
The fact that I just sort of start opening things and just go, at lunchtime is an issue. So that's what I'm working on.
Right.
To get me ready for that evening run.
Yeah.
But I was invited to a crib tournament that night.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, do I run or do I play crib? And when it comes down to it, the main thing I've learnt from that is, I mean, that's not the discussion of someone in the 20s, is it? Cribbage.
Cribbage tournament.
Cribbage all the 10K.
So that was old
David Schneider.
For slowing it down a bit.
Yeah, he's
came to walk. Looked a bit puffed out for a second. Contemplating.
You don't know how far he's gone.
No, I don't know.
He could have just finished his 10th loop of the
park. He could have, yeah, he could have. He was kind of podded up, wasn't he? He had some things in his ears.
He's listening to us, so watch yourself.
In real life, in real time.
What, is it live? Is it on the radio?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Are you making a radio show? Can I be up to take requests?
I remember gigging with him years ago.
He was great on the circuit.
Yeah. Wasn't he? He was so funny.
I never saw him live.
Oh, no, I saw
him. I remember him being Brent on the day-to-day.
I did a few gigs. Fantastic. With him. Yeah, he was brilliant. Yeah.
I he saw me at a gig and reached out once upon a time, which was nice.
Yeah.
She's going at a fail lick.
Yeah, she's been. Yeah. We're slightly on the early side today, not quite. I've developed a thriller.
Sorry, mate.
Good Lord.
I've got a prioritise.
Paul, I was going left to let a lady come through, and Paul was going right to get on the soft surfaces. And frankly, there was nearly a bingle. Although it's nice to use the word bingle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
A bingle joke. I'll tell you one phrase I didn't know the other day.
Go on.
When you came out with it. Jeff.
Jeffin.
As in going for a Jeff.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah,
what
I don't...
What is this term of which you speak? Is it common parlance?
There's a guy called Mr. Jeffs.
Yeah.
And he has done a proper training program about running and walking.
Right.
And we don't entirely recognise the value of running and walking for everyone and anyone. Yeah. And yeah. Also, particularly in the discussion of ultra running.
Yes.
But, so, you know, good luck Jeffing and everything, but I personally am much more likely to call it running and walking.
Right.
Use both the words running and walking, because I am getting into something here. This might be a bit like the original Thank You Marshall gate.
Yeah.
I find it
Which
tiresome.
Ran and ran.
I'm going right in, right?
Yeah.
I find it tiresome when the running community,
right,
I was going to say makes up words, but no, it's worse than that, repurposes words.
Yeah.
I was getting a recorder out this morning.
Yeah.
And I dropped a buff.
Right.
And why are they called buffs? Buff already meant loads of things.
I don't even know what a buff is.
It's like a snood.
All right, okay.
It's one of those light scarves you can wear as a mask or a
neckerchief
or a hat.
Yeah,
fantastic article of clothing for a runner.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why it has to be called a buff. Buff means to bring something to a shine. It's the colour of an envelope.
And yes.
You can be in the buff.
So,
oh, you see me at the start line. I'll be the guy in the buff. That's confusing, right?
And if Jeff wears them, is he having a Jeff?
That's right. You should have seen me the other day. I was Jeffing in the buff. I was in the park. Did you see me? I was Jeffing in the buff.
I saw Jeff in the buff.
But here's another one.
You got escorted home.
And I don't know what it means, and that's possibly why it rankles me. But specifically, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Don't at me. Strides in your training.
Strides.
I did some strides. Of course you did some strides. You were running. But strides obviously means something else. And again, that is a word that was already in use in a directly relevant context. It's also a nickname for trousers. Why do we have to...
No, but strides has been going for ages as a training term.
Okay.
Strides. Yeah.
Well, that's a silly name for it.
Strides.
Because strides are already in use in running.
Yeah.
It's like having a training specific thing that's called shoes.
Yeah.
I went out and I did shoes.
I think, of course,
you had shoes.
Well, strides is a sort of, it actually has quite a specific thing. It's sort of fast burst, but not as hard as sprints.
Yeah.
It's kind of like easy sprints.
Should have come up with their own word for it then, shouldn't they? It's a good thing. These repurposed words, it really bothers me. It's bad use of language. I'll never be a real runner.
No, everyone's a real runner and runs, but once you start doing strides, then you really are in a different zone there. That's when you really join up. Strides in the buff. And then a bit of Jeffing.
I saw someone Jeffing in the buff doing strides.
I saw someone do Jeff in the buff. What?
But I do. I mean, I don't. I do have a. I know that there's people who'll be going, "Oh God, Rob!" But I do. I am. It's that use of language thing. I can't. You know, I don't like conflated words.
Yeah, but if
I don't like repurposed words.
But surely strides.
And they do exist. Language
surely
grows and changes.
Strides as trousers is repurposed.
Yeah, but that's okay. That was already. Surely that was first. And also that slang. That's fun.
Yeah.
Giving a physical activity a name is not the same as slanging.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Jeffing.
Yeah.
Except that if there's some sense of apology, you know, it's okay to run and walk.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We don't need to code it. So no, I'm not actually okay with Jeffing.
It's just a bit of fun. I mean, I'd love to be able to actually do some strides at this point. But
you are. Every time one of your feet goes
I tell you what, I really enjoyed doing the... doing the finishing, being at the finish for the park run.
Yeah. And thank you, Marshall, by the way.
It was just really nice to... No problem. It's just really nice to see people at the end of a race.
Yeah, yeah.
And just how sort
well,
of...
Well, it's not race.
Yeah. At the end of a race run, how chilled they are.
Yeah, yeah.
How relaxed and well, that,
nice
that kind of toast.
People at a really nice moment.
Yeah, sort of euphoria, tiredness, relief.
Yeah.
It's just... It's like seeing them coming out of a rave or something. You know, it's beautiful. Yeah.
One person did come over to us afterwards and said, "Oh, can you give this volunteer bib back when you see someone from the from Hackney Ivoryfields Park run?"
Yeah.
Because they hadn't told her it was finished.
Right.
She saw the tail walker go past, but she didn't know if it was the last time.
Right.
Because it's a five lapper.
Funny.
So she was just sort of waiting on a corner.
Yeah.
For ages.
It's like Vietnam, just people there for years
like
and years.
People in the woods or on
I
the
didn't
islands.
I think it was over. So get back! Where's your barco? It's over. It's 2023.
They found a Japanese guy, didn't they? Holding an island.
They did,
in the Pacific. It was in 1972 they found him.
Yeah, they had to be taught down from all that.
It's over, but, mate. Not but, for me!
But there was some... there was one woman, bless her, who finished, and I tried to give her finishing position code. She said, "Oh no, I got one last week." It was like it's a different week. It's different every week. You do meet some funny people. And then there was a little bit of controversy of people overtaking once they'd finished, and all. There's a little bit of that, you know.
There's a few simple rules to follow, aren't there?
Just stay behind the person who went past the finishing line before you in this run race experience. But it's essentially, it was fantastic, and I want to do more of it.
Yeah.
Just really good fun, giving out those.
I think I keep meaning to, because I'm just greedy, I want to do the run, but I should do some barcode scanning when I've finished.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the more than the, if you're in the top half, then there's going to be people, then you can be useful, can't you?
Yes, yeah, a lot of people doing that, yeah.
I think people who'd come to see us and experience Ivoryfields Parkrun for the first time found it a mildly tiresome parkrun, because it's very repetitive.
Yes.
And also quite crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
These are things you learn to love, you know.
Yeah.
The five laps really chunked down neatly for me, and I really like seeing everyone. I like seeing everyone at every parkrun, but I suppose when they're coming back the other way, it's not as complicated in terms of logistics.
Yes, yeah. There's an awful lot of lapping going on, isn't there, on that one?
Yeah.
On the five lapper there.
But again, something came up in my book. Do you remember when I went and did that very rainy run? I think it was a run-through Grand Prix. It was on a motor racing circuit.
Yeah.
And it just got so fantastically surreal.
Right.
Who you're running next to and how far they were going. Which was really good in the end. It's like, well, I think because I've got, that sign says I've got 9 miles to, this one's four. And if this guy here I think is, oh no, they've just finished. It was just like a cheese.
Well, there was a guy fairly recently, Parkrun Highbury, who thought he'd won and he'd just done four laps.
Yes.
So there is a bit of that going on as well. There's a bit of
Yeah, well, when you say the people are saying, I've got my number from last week and going past each other in the funnel, you can do as many laps as you like, really.
Yeah, and there's a bit of allegations of a bit of corner cutting as well going on. So,
well, I've seen it happen.
There's a lot happening under the surface of that pristine.
I can't promise this is going to happen because I've got to work out whether I'm going to have time to make my journey.
Yeah.
But on the 14th of July, I'm on in Scarborough.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, Scarborough Spa.
Yeah.
What fun.
Do you know this place?
That'll be a laugh. Yeah, I know that very well.
I haven't gigged in Scarborough for a long time.
Yeah, that'll be... That's lovely. Just down on the south side there.
And then I've got to get on the road in the morning because my next gig, Saturday the 15th, I'll be at the Forge in Brighton. And
you're going from Scarborough to Brighton?
Yeah, it's the seaside weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to break my journey at Goole and do the park on there.
Right.
I don't know what people say, don't go to Goole, go to here, but that is from judging how I can fit it in on the road and all that stuff.
That's a hell of a journey from Scarborough to Brighton.
I know.
You're doing Scarborough Friday. And then
so what you're saying is I'm not going to have time for the park.
Well, you're doing Scarborough Friday and then Brighton Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's quite intense.
Don't do so. So just wanted to let the listener know that I won't be at Goole Park on Saturday morning.
Are you driving?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I suppose it's just about possible.
Also, it's Saturday, so there won't be many people about driving about. Quiet, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
And then I've got a double, actually. I'm on in Kingston near Lewis, and then the Forge.
Right. Well, the Forge is a fantastic gig, isn't it?
Very nice, yeah.
I did it last weekend. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Very nice. And it was lovely to be at the Comedy Store, as discussed.
Yeah.
Great bill. It was fantastic on Saturday, because my wife came with me. She's come with me to Brighton, actually, which is a planned trip. You know, that's going to be nice. It was nice to have her with me on Saturday, too, but to be honest, she wasn't particularly there to be on a date with me.
Right.
She was there because my daughter had some friends over, so we had to get out.
Okay,
so cool. That the generations weren't ruined.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Oh, yeah, she's making
she's
good time.
Absolutely leathering yeah, around.
With a big smile on her face. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
envy.
Good to see.
What was I saying about? Oh, yeah, so we were out of the house so that my daughter could relax.
Yeah.
And then we went up down to the Comedy Store. Went to get off the train at Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah.
Because Piccadilly Circus was closed for Pride.
Right.
So it was just excellent. We got off the train at Oxford Circus, walked down Regent Street, which is closed to traffic.
Right.
And it just, basically, I mean, Pride is such a good vibe in London anyway. It's classic London. It's like the London Marathon, you know. People say, oh, London's rubbish, and it's, you know, London doesn't have much of a vibe. It's too disparate. There's too many different people doing too many different things.
Yeah.
That's kind of not the idea. But then every now and again, there's something that kind of brings it all together in a moment, you know?
Yeah.
And that was why it was so nice for me and Judy, because we were just out, and then suddenly we were walking down Regent Street. They had the flags all down the street, like it was the coronation.
It was amazing.
And we were going towards Piccadilly Circus, and it was like a wonderful kind of... there were just more and more fantastic people dressed up and sound systems. It was just sort of like... drawing in like a kind of gravity, like
right.
Fantastic gravity towards Piccadilly Circus. And then we got to, and then the march was coming past. And, you know, the march had obviously been going all day, but still coming past, people cheering, all the groups, people commentating
right,
on that.
To go there to that
oh, okay. And then we kind of squeezed past and got to the Comedy Store through just about half a street of all the usual Americans just standing looking at things.
Yeah.
But then later on, because it was doubling, there was like a brilliant sprinkling of Pride in the Comedy Store audience, but just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And then we went down through Trafalgar Square, and Adam Lambert was on stage singing Another One Bites the Dust.
Wow.
And we went to a dinner at the Pizza Express, and it was like the you know, it was like the Pride canteen.
Cool.
The whole place was sparkling.
Yeah.
And it was... it was just one of those great moments in London. Just, you know, it was, we were lucky to be there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
We walking down to our my show at the Boat, in the opposite direction, we saw Beverly Knight walking up from her gig to her show. So
yeah,
me and Beverly go way back, very similar kind of deal, you know.
Yeah.
Showbiz. It's me, Beverly Knight, Dave Schneider. We're the kind of people who like to hang out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
I just then and there got a message from my friend who wants to know whether I want to do that OMM. Do you know we talked about the original Mountain Marathon?
Oh, yeah. When is that?
Just then and there. It's at the end of October, I think.
Right. So that'll be, what, a couple of weeks after York?
Yeah.
Tempted?
You know, I'm not really.
Right. Do you know what?
I'm going to let him try and persuade me.
Do you know what we have?
Good content, Paul. I should do. Yeah. It'd be good content. Yeah.
We have to mention the delightful Wes. Wes Ball, who came to see us.
Yes, nice to meet
Wes. He's such a lovely character.
Yeah.
He was very nice about how we kept him going during lockdown.
Yes.
Not realising, of course, that everyone else kept us going during lockdown.
Yeah, it was
a reciprocal arrangement.
Symbiotic deal.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he was a very sweet man, yeah.
And also, famously, audibly, came flashing past me about 100 metres from the end of the Brighton Marathon, going, hey, Monaconchi! Puring!
I didn't realise.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Really good moment.
Yeah.
Around the same time as... Because at the finish line, which was all very live, I was recording it all, and I also just started recording a little bit early.
Right.
So you got this whole last mile of me going, oh, I may have just recorded a bit too soon! And then in the actual finish line... Because I had that brilliant mixed moment where I came around the corner, saw the finish line, yay, I can see it! It's miles away! But, in the final moments, Wes came past, which was a fantastic lift, and then saw Julia, who was right on the sidelines,
nice,
and found me
just
in those last moments. And then that was nice, because she had people all around her going, hooray, he's found her! So the whole thing was... It was really beautiful, man.
Yeah, he's a very nice character, yeah. Yeah, it was lovely. It was just a really nice
good
thing, wasn't it?
Scene. Yeah. Morning magpies. Two of them up ahead. Let's run at them. Underneath the weeping willows. It's easy to take Clitheroe Park for granted, but
it's lovely, yeah. It is really nice, yeah.
No park on here, though.
No. They did a little 5K. They tried a little 5K evening.
Season
around here, and I actually... It's a testament to how poor the quality was. I actually podiumed. I got third.
Well, you were...
So I was pretty swift then, but I wasn't that
I was going to say, you're dissing it, but you were very fit.
Yeah. But even so, I think it was at that point when I went up to get my medal, I thought, this isn't really working.
Was it... What did you do, like an 18, 19?
It would have been a sort of mid-18, 18:30-ish.
Yeah. So a long time ago.
Long time.
He's done the time joke. Misunderstood as a year joke again. It's over 151st time that it's been done. First did that in 1912. Ironically, he did the joke in 2021.
Good Lord.
Good lordy lordy.
Here's a question that comes up over and over again.
Yeah.
But I think that it feels topical right now. Yeah, can I ever get under 20 again for parkrun?
Ooh. I think
I'll have to go and do that short one in Manchester.
Yes.
Oh, I spicy from you today.
You suggested it short.
He doesn't want to do strides. He's dissing so
far. You won't do it without strides. I think...
I have to drag myself along with my arms.
I think that it will come only if you aim for it. I don't think it will come naturally as a result of you getting fit, say, for the marathon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like... If you
I'll have to get on the track kind of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was nice to chat to Liam, and I will do a longer interview with him now I can run again.
Yeah.
Liam McIntyre, about his plans. He's been selected to run for Welsh Masters in the marathon in October.
We're going to start doing extra episodes for you dear subscribers, so to really make sure
just every
that's
now and again
doing.
just to spice it up,
yeah,
just to spice up beef between subscribers and non-subscribers,
yeah, we want it to end up being quite West Side Story. dunk, dunk. And then ideally by the time we get to York with our gazebo in the winter weather,
it'll be like
a massive fight.
It'll be like Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah. Or that bit on the other side of the field. The news teams. Yeah. I killed a guy with a spear.
I'd give £5 a month and you give nothing at all. Atom! We get extras. We don't care. That's we it. Get it early. Who
I'm
cares?
Taking it offline again. We're going offline again. If I can't have it, no one has it.
Yeah. We bought them a coffee.
Can I say now about the moment when I thought that it had all gone? I thought all the episodes had gone. I thought I'd literally, in the hours before a 400th episode, for a second there, thought that I, remember how it turned out not to be my fault, thought that I had deleted all 400 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Which would have been...
So it quite aided my digestion, I have to say. That whole system ran better than it has for a couple of years when I...
It would have been... Which would have been classically on brand.
It was the whole thing was so like when we were starting out. It's like, we really haven't got the skills
just
to
like,
do
here
this.
Here we
thing
are.
We do.
It's our 400th birthday. If you want to subscribe after all this time, you can get the back catalogue entirely free. Except it's disappeared, so you can't get anything now. So there we go. Good luck with it.
Yeah.
Buy us a coffee. It's over.
So, but finished.
But yeah.
So you're looking forward to West Side Story because
teething problems.
But you were talking about Liam.
Yeah, Liam. Yeah, he's been selected to run for Welsh Masters and the marathon. And we're chatting about his training and obviously...
Welsh Masters sounds like a rap crew.
Yeah, sounds like a sort of golf classic. But it's absolutely huge for him. And it reminds me of course, dear old Gavin Evans at Heathside because he got the England vest.
Yeah.
And, you know, running's one of those things. It's like you keep doing it. Everyone's trajectory is different. And some people's trajectory means they get... fitter and faster post 40, post 50, sometimes post 60, and they end up running for their country.
Yeah, and the other thing about it is the other side of it, because no matter how deep you go, no matter how fast you get, you always move into a community of people where you think, yeah, but everyone here is faster than me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's a real badge of, it's like, wow, I'm on a rung of the ladder that's near the top of the ladder.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Because I remember when you were turning up for your sub 3, I think it was probably part of the psychological process, but you were so aware of, and I was too, just from like vicariously living through that. You're like, oh yeah, so and so did it 240.
Yeah,
this person does it 250. It seemed like something was about the slowest you could do.
You're just at the bottom of it. Yeah, of course. I mean, and that's where culturally I was coming from, because as a kid, to do it in anything slower than 3 was it was a bit embarrassing. It honestly was. It shows how much the culture's changed.
Yeah.
But irregardless, any marathon, any time is incredible. And
exactly.
Right, I mean, and seen as an achievement, rightly so.
Absolutely. This is not how we feel.
No,
but
no.
But it is... It's interesting how you get into that place.
It's a culture
isn't it?
Shift, yeah. But Liam's now, so he's faced with something we'll talk about. He's got this massive opportunity. He wants to maximise it. He wants to be as fit as he can. But obviously, he doesn't want to overtrain, so he gets injured.
Yeah.
He wants to get the most out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to having a chat with him about
that. Because so that we can give him all our great training tips.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
You know, because my training is always really disciplined.
Running for England.
Strict and rigid, and you always avoid injury.
Yeah, you won't catch me injured.
me back! It was who I thought.
I think it was quite nice for people to meet our respective partners a little bit as well. And
just sort of
like, you know, Rachel was saying how... funny it was how everyone knew loads. They're all asking her questions about our daughter Bonnie and how she's getting on and now she's back home and stuff. It's like, yeah, I think she really enjoyed it.
How is Bonnie doing at home?
Bonnie's doing really well.
Good.
She's really enjoying it. It's great to have her back. But
she stayed out while you've been around the house with your bad back.
And she rightly got a bit of grief because she caused my injury. She caused my latest injury.
I think that's a pretty bold use of the word rightly.
To get a bit of chastisement, chased around the park as people pelted
and
buns
also,
at her.
For people meeting us, nice to realise that Paul is not just rude about Rachel behind her back, but to her face all the time. So that's nice. It's nice to see.
We tease. but yeah. She's messed my training up for 10 days. It's not getting around it. Not getting around it.
And my... Oh!
Way up, fella. Come on, fella. Don't worry about it. I love dogs.
You told him not to worry about that dog attacked me.
Yeah.
You don't worry about it.
I love dogs. You'll when be they right. attack Rob.
Why is it? What is it with me? I've got my theory. You've heard my theory. You don't need
what
to
What about
that,
why again. They attack you?
Yeah.
What's your theory?
It's because I get myself warm running, right? So yeah. I'm giving off the smell that dogs can get.
Yeah, those.
And there's no dog in it.
Those doggy pheromones.
Because I don't have any dogs in my life.
Right.
So when they smell me, they're like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This human pure, is without dogs.
Pure scent.
And it's basically the same reason dogs always bark when they see a Terminator.
Right, yeah.
It's not human!
Yeah.
That one over there is not a real human!
Do they also sense your possible slight antipathy to dogs? I won't describe you as a...
Well, I'm only antipathetic to dogs who attack me while I'm running.
Right, right.
Attack me, bark at me, I should yeah. say. But, I mean, note...
So they see themselves as sort of doggy outreach.
But the thing is...
to bring you in the, into the clan.
If you listen carefully, I'm sure I'm not projecting this. That the owner of that dog was nonplussed by the experience. That dog clearly doesn't normally do that.
Yeah.
It's me. She was like, oh,
he's never
sorry.
Done this before.
I'm afraid that your podcast presenting partner is a Terminator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's true. I am living tissue over metal endoskeleton. Whew. But I'm a learning computer and I have detailed files. So that's good.
Yeah, that is good. That's useful.
And I will never, this is why I don't get injured as much as you, it's because I will never, ever stop
yeah.
until Sarah Connor is dead. So that's something.
So we seem to have burnt Dave Schneider off. He's collapsed. He can't live with it. You know why?
Because we're tough mothers. We've been gigging since the 90s. Now you don't gig anymore and we're tough mothers. You went Hollywood. We went circuit and we're tough mothers.
Who knew Paul had a Schneider? Was it because he didn't say hello?
No. It's fine. He's obviously couldn't...
He couldn't handle a piece.
No, he's in the tunnel. Oh, here's something. Do you remember the other day... when I climbed that tree,
yes.
It's like, I'm just trying to pretend that I'm a young man again.
Just jolly it up a bit, yeah.
We were going to go and see Mission Impossible on Sunday night when I get back from my weekend's gigs. It's a family trip, delayed right. Father's Day,
yeah.
End of my son's A-levels. I mean, it's one of those things where it's me who likes it most.
Yes, of course.
But everyone right. enjoys Mission Impossible films, so that's yeah. good. But more so than Raiders of the Lost. Anyway, so we're going to go on Sunday night. That's when it comes out. The film comes out at midnight on Sunday night.
Wow.
It's on release from Monday and you can see it. And I just, if I was 19,
yeah,
that
would
so not
exciting.
Stop me. And yeah. I'd find four other people and we'd get in the car, we'd go up to Wickham 6.
You'd have right.
And we'd be in there, but, yeah. you know, all I had was my son. He's like, well, I mean, I'd go with you if you want. I was like, oh, I can't.
Is he still in training for his oboe exam?
No, he had that yesterday.
All right, how did that go?
Yeah, good. Well, he was a bit down on his scales, but his pieces went well.
Right.
And it's just classic.
Fingers crossed for that. Good
he's had to sit around for a couple of weeks, and then this week he's got two different end-of-term performances and an exam, which also had a rehearsal. So, and, funny enough...
That's always a weird period, isn't it, when you think it's all over, but you've still got
to it all comes at once,
keep your
going
exam
to
head
school
on.
And all
yeah,
this stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
So he's oboe crazy this week.
Right.
And he's good. It sounds great. Yeah, good luck to him. It was very nice to see his this youth orchestra he goes to because he... there was a trouble and he lost one orchestra and got in a different orchestra. So
right.
we've never been, we don't know anything about it. We found it and he's been going to it on his own because he's a grown man, you know.
Yeah.
And we just went to their end of term concert and it was such a nice scene.
Cool.
I think it's a Hackney Youth Orchestra.
Yeah.
And just a really, it had that same vibe as, you know, a good parkrun or whatever. Everyone there, because they all love doing the same thing, but it was
yes.
a really
yeah,
diverse
yeah.
group of people, diverse range of skills. And a really proper concert with very supportive audience, really high quality performance. But it's that ball.
Yeah,
you can cast out of that.
The kids just throw it out contemptuously.
I don't want
a tennis ball in front of us. It's almost like you thought we were dogs. Like.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
Fetch.
Once more round, are we done?
Yeah. Maybe a little half loop.
Little half loop.
I'm starting to tighten them up. Yeah.
Well, hey, no, let's cruise.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Let's walk back through the rose garden.
Yeah. I never promised you a rose garden.
I beg your pardon.
I promised you a rose garden.
It was so nicely ad hoc and kind of informal, but everything about this performance was excellent. Do you know what I mean? It was just
yeah,
a...
nice.
And we hadn't seen any of this. And then Just and an he's excuse, only he joined this orchestra in recent weeks, and of course he's very diffident and modest. But he was. There's people there who thought he was one of the like assistant teachers.
Wow.
Because when you play the oboe,
people kind of
yeah, and he's good and he's yeah. tall and
yeah.
and so everyone's like, oh, I see you. Just see another. Another one of the.
I thought it was. Just stood in front of the. I love these sections of the. Sort of.
Yeah.
How would you describe this? They've well, just it's sort of let it grow wild. Sort
yeah,
of thing,
it's meadow flowers.
Yeah, meadow flowers.
It's very
absolutely gorgeous.
Modern. And the funny thing about it is, it's lovely. Is that it really takes effort to garden that.
Right.
If you want to see the flowers, you have to curate the flowers. Otherwise, it would just all be grass. I noticed from watching loads of Gardener's World in lockdown. But you're yes. right. It's just happened more and more. There's they have
people
these patches
starting to
of
just do that, aren't they? Yeah.
Letting the grass go, and it just looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that orchestra was great, and it's a bit like. It is a bit like the park run thing, isn't it? It's just like-minded people getting together to play, isn't it, really?
Exactly.
Ultimately, they're just playing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's playing. And, yeah. And it's just the most beautiful
playing,
thing.
And you sort of go up and down the scales of your running as well, don't you? Your
yeah,
body's
yeah.
the instrument, and you go up and down the paces. And do you know, it's better if you warm up.
And sometimes you solo, sometimes you're in a group
yeah,
with
yeah,
other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you don't like the conductor, and you go your own way.
Yep.
You know, no one likes you. Yeah. yeah. but yeah, it is,
and I've been doing loads of. I'm very lucky because I'm doing loads of music at the moment.
Good for you, man.
It's another thing which is. It'd be nice if there was a little bit more. You know, we're talking about how beautiful it is and how good for the soul and how there's real complicity and community. But good if there was some money in it.
Yeah. Well, that's the fine. The foundation, isn't
but
it?
But playing
nice,
drums
yeah.
in a band, just it's just joyous, and it's you know it's really rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I've been giving it a bit of midlife crisis today, haven't I? And the nice thing with the, you know, the cribbage and the running events and what was the other old man thing? Not going to the cinema at midnight because you don't do that when you're 50.
Yeah.
Anyway, playing the drums in a band, it's just something.
Security is getting tighter and tighter.
Oh yeah.
Places, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so kind
you.
Of you. You're going to open the gate for us.
So for us.
That's really kind of
what
you. Thank you. What a guy. What
thank
a fella.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Just had a toddler open the gate for us.
Yeah. And then brilliantly looked up at the appreciative, but quite rightly, slightly bewildered mum.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Well.
To say thanks for making quite a big fuss there.
I thought he was going to just go straight at us.
Yeah, he didn't like us there.
It's a little
bit
aggressive.
It was.
Do you think so?
Cycling
what was that
at
about?
Some pace.
Guys cycling quite strong. We're not like taking up any too much space.
Yeah,
we?
I think he wanted us to dive aside.
Right.
Pedestrian priority, mate. Pedestrian priority.
Do you know what he didn't realise? That we're
you cycle into us.
Tough Mudders in situ. You want to ride at us? We're going to keep our space.
Your back's going to explode.
You're lucky. I didn't move to the left real sharp with my elbow. Throw you to the floor and shout in your face, Tough Mudders.
I was just going to sit on this fence. That's not going to be comfortable, is it?
No, it's not.
So, playing the drums, it's really nice because, one, it's a skill. You know, I haven't done it for ages and I can still do it. So
that's brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
It's always nice to discover those in your back pocket. That is something about being a grown-up, isn't it? You turn around and think, oh, God, I forgot I could do this.
Yes, nice.
And
nice
also,
to
you don't get that when you're the kid's age. Even when they do amazing stuff, it's because they're putting the work in. You know, they don't forget they can do it.
Yes, yeah. Well, they're sowing the seeds so that they can do it when they're your age.
Yeah, that's right. So that when Bud's my age, you'll pick up an oboe and go, oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it's like me when I play football. It's like, yeah, this guy's got it.
Yeah. Don't
you just
play
can't
football.
Do it anymore.
You can't
this
do
guy's
it.
Got it, but don't.
Don't do it. It's going to hurt his back.
You've got
a podcast to record. Yeah. But also, it's because I used to do it when I was younger and I haven't in between, I do it now. It's like it's like time travel.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Boston Terrier, great dogs, aren't they? They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So if you couldn't hear either there, we just met a lovely dog. What kind of dog was it?
It was a Boston Terrier.
Boston Terrier, but apparently was attacked by bully XLs at the weekend.
Yeah.
And Eva recognised, was being polite to me, she recognised you.
Yeah, it's another one of those instant crushes, isn't it? It happens in the summer, doesn't it? Women lose their mind momentarily. Sort of eyes glaze over.
We're going to talk about your attitude next week.
Put me back out. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Don't you just love it when he puts his back out?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's happened again.
With Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.